The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
You won't be hearing from Christine anymore. I know, because I choked her to death. I told her I'd go out this morning. The sun wasn't even up yet. I was planning on wandering up the road to see if someone would come by. It was really early, but someone almost always does, and you never know when food gets sparse. Now that I had someone else to feed, I felt it best to be prepared. When I left, Christine was still very much alive. She was watching TV and eating gummy bears. She waved me goodbye when I walked out the door. I was actually thinking it was kind of nice having someone around again. There's only so much you can do on your own all day. In what short time she had been with me, I had been in pretty high spirits. The little bitch just had to ruin it, didn't she? I didn't find anyone on the road, so I came back home after 2 hours or so. I rounded the house as I usually do, since there could always be something amiss. I dread the day I overlook a porous spot on one of the walls, and those things that keep banging on the doors gets inside. The room I keep the freezer in is really small. It's the washing and storage room, too, so I guess it's like a very cramped substitute for a basement, except that it's surface level, of course. There's still a small window in there, though, and I never bothered with blinds, so you can look inside as well as out. So when I walked by, I almost didn't notice anything. But there was this sliver of white that made me stop in my tracks. I turned around and walked up to the window, and there she was. She was standing right beside the damn freezer, staring inside. Her face is as still as can be, but I swear I could still see the shock in her eyes. It was almost like she had sensed my presence somehow when her head spun around and she saw me. I took off immediately, but by the time I reached the door, I found that it had been thrown open, and I could see Christine running off into the woods. I'm glad I keep some of my tools right next to the front door. It's where my shovel was standing, leaning against the wall, too. I grabbed it and pulled the door shut before running after her. I'd need it. I'm a fast runner. Christine wasn't. I caught up with her rather quickly. I pushed her to the ground and turned her around to face me. She didn't scream when I wrapped my hands around her neck. She couldn't. Screaming is a little hard when you can't open your mouth, you know? She kept letting out these pathetic little gurgles, though. Killing her wasn't fun. I almost felt a bit sorry when she stopped struggling and eventually fell limp underneath me. It was the same with Bill back in the day. Bill had it coming, too. When he took me in, he was nice to me. The older I got, the more we seemed to get into fights, though. Then a few months ago, he went too far, threatened to kick me out like some kind of dog. Said I could get food on my own from now on, see how I'd do for myself. I'm not helpless. I could have taken care of my own needs, had I wished. What I didn't like was the way old Bill was talking to me. You should have watched that mouth of his. After I shut him up, it got awfully silent around here. I guess that's why I went back home to check up on things. Or maybe just to hear some voices again that weren't coming from the TV. It's probably also why I got Christine out of there. And now her. I haven't known her for long, that's true. But somehow taking her out really made me feel worse than the thing with Bill. Maybe it's because she's technically family, or because I haven't been around any woman since I was a kid. Made her sort of exotic. Or maybe it's because I still had that mental image of her lying in bed and sleeping stuck in my head. She looked so peaceful then. She doesn't know. She's lying beside me, all motionless, with her face on the ground. I turned her over since I didn't want her to look at me. I know she's not seeing me or anything. Not anymore. But it had me feeling off nonetheless. She should look calm and tranquil, like she had when I'd watched her sleep. But for some reason, she doesn't. Maybe it's the dirt on her dress or the way she's lying there, with her arms kind of twisted underneath her, her hair all messy and those scratches everywhere on her skin. I thought she was like me. She was supposed to be like me. She was not, though. She was trash. Didn't give a damn about me, just like Dana and Michael and Bill. I dug a hole for her already. It's worn me out, so now...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I'm sitting here for a while. Her phone was in her purse and she had it with her when she ran away. I read what she wrote. Didn't exactly lift my mood. I'll bury her in a few minutes. Hopefully I'll feel better when she's underground. The thing is, I was going to take care of her. All she had to do was follow my rules. They were simple too. I don't think I was asking too much. Mom and Dad should have taught her some manners while they were at it. I offered her a home, food and drink, and she still couldn't do so much as listen to a single, easy demand. I was in my right when I did what I did. I think I'm going to miss her. I used to miss Bill, too. Might take a bit, but I'll get over it. It's her fault. She should be happy I made it as quick on her as I did. I'm not sure what it was Phoenix had been meaning to write before I knocked him out with his shovel. So much more, maybe, so much worse. Hi, it's Christine and I'm not dead. Just shaken, a bit worse for wear, and completely clueless on what to do now. Phoenix described the events leading up to me getting up from where I was lying and playing dead pretty well. I know for certain I blacked out for at least a few minutes back there, and to be honest, I don't know how I didn't die. He had his hands around my throat for so long, and he was squeezing so hard. Who knows? I guess with me being able to borrow other people's faces, anything is possible. At first I wasn't sure if he was alive after I hit him over the head. I remember slowly sitting up to find him cowering next to a pit in the dirt, staring at my phone. I thought I could hear my own heartbeat over the sounds of the forest itself as I staggered to my feet as quietly as I could, spotting the shovel that was lying discarded halfway between him and me. I inched forward, holding my breath. I carefully picked it up and raised it over his head, taking aim. By the time he turned around, I had already swung at him. The last thing I saw and heard of him before he dropped to the ground was his eyes growing wide and a loud gasp as the shovel connected with the side of his empty, snow-white face. As my makeshift weapon fell from my hands, I finally dared to breathe normally again. Once I had caught my breath again, I checked that of Phoenix. He was still alive. I could feel his pulse when I rested my fingers on his wrist, and his chest was rising and falling rhythmically. I grabbed my phone from where he had dropped it and stuffed it back into my purse. It took me a few minutes to decide on what to do with him. I could have killed him if I'd hit him some more. It would have been the safer option, but unlike him, I know I couldn't live with anybody's blood on my hands. Leaving him in the woods would mean having him run around unrestrained once he would wake up again, so I ended up dragging him all the way back to the cabin. I brought him into this small washing room, the same one where I'd found the freezer and used both rope and cable binders, as well as duct tape to tie him up. These were all things I found around the house. I admit I used more than just one of these on his wrists, and ankles especially, but knowing he was strong, he would probably try to break free the second he'd come to, and if I wouldn't take precautions, his chances of success would be too high for my liking. As I said, I don't know what to do. Part of me thinks I should go back to Dana and Michael's place. It's them who started all this. They're the root of this problem, so if there's a way to end it, it has to be connected to them. I don't know if I will ever have my face back, but the least I can do is regain some degree of safety, and that may mean I'll have to get rid of some enemies. I already said I didn't want anyone's blood on my hands, but that doesn't mean that this is a hopeless endeavor. You'll probably also want to know what was in that freezer, Phoenix didn't want me looking into. It was the corpse of an old bearded man. I don't know for how long he's been in there. How long can dead bodies stay intact when they're being stored like that? Still, it didn't look like he'd been in there for just a few days. But that wasn't the only reason. I ran from Phoenix straight away, before even thinking of asking him to explain. Pieces from the old man's flesh were missing. It looked like they had been cut out with a knife, rather precisely at that. The worst thing, however, was that there was a single, large bite mark on his left cheek. One that could only match two rows of seamless teeth.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.